Hello everyone and welcome to the broadcast from the winners bracket final of the tournament. I'm here and with me I have Green. Say hello, Green.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, I'm fine. I hope everyone listened good in number of listeners. And we are watching Dim versus Kojak. How do you pronounce K-O-G-N in English?
I think...
Coin?
Yeah, I would rather say Kojak because you probably already know the TV series Kojak.
Yeah.
The other short term of Kojak, what he invented, is coin, or I don't know how he wants it to be pronunciated. So basically,
coin, Kojak to coin. Yeah, great. I hope they are still warming up, or we are running a bit late.
They're still warming up.
Yeah, excellent. You will all enjoy the, have the ability to enjoy the sounds of the players. I will keep one of them to the left. In the zone that will be Dim, will be kept to the left. That should be around there. He's not making any sound right now, but... And we will keep Kojak to the right. So we will be able to follow what they're doing. Of course, we will do it a little bit lower, so we can hear us talk at the same time. Sorry, they said it was a bit stressful, but we managed to have make Green join us from Germany. So you'll have to bear with us. This is the first time we're trying this co-op thing.
Commentary.
Most of the commentary will be done by Green, while the pause or something. So, what can you tell us about this match, Green?
Yeah, of course. So, as you know, this is the winner's bracket final, and we have German player Dim versus UK player Kojak. The expectations on my side is that it will be a quite close game on Warshirt, and probably a not so much close game on Final Rage then, because the home maps are Warfare on Dim's side and Final Rage on Kojak's side. And Kojak has already showed all of us that he is a real master of this map and Dim's stronghold death. And I think that Dim might really be able to win this map, and he's already giving his ready signal. We are also ready here on the stream, waiting for the match to start. They've already been warming up till now, and to get back to the map choice, I think they will play Final Rage and Warfare, and this might probably go out 1-1, and we are then excited to get to know the third map choice. Of course, I'm not sure which map they will pick. I think they don't know even, and either, because I think they will do some map selection process at this point, where they would eliminate one map of the map pool each, and the map that is left will then be played.
They are playing on your server, aren't they? In Germany?
Yeah, they are playing on Planet Nexus server. It's in Germany, so good conditions for Dim, and I think Kojak is also fine with the server, as I would. I had asked them to test it, and usually all the good servers are in Germany anyway, like the D-Lite server or Planet Nexus server. And it's just, I don't know, it seems to be a good data center or a good routing for them, because there are so many players coming from, I don't know, UK, Sweden, Norway, whatever, playing on the server and don't have that many problems, so... Seems to be a good thing. They are still warming up on this map, though.
Yeah. Right now, during the warm-up, Dim seems to have the upper hand, but Kojak has a tendency to not play his best during warm-up anyway, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's correct. And anyway, not worth to discuss that any further, because the game is about to start. We'll have a look how it's going. It started now. Dim got the rocket launcher, that's to the... to the upper armor, and is now trying to get to the next gun and failed the laser jump, being a little bit nervous, I think. Kojak also tried to challenge him using the Electra only, but this didn't work out so well, so he is retreating. Dim now also got the Krilling and Mortar by the time, and is still keeping Kojak away from him, and Kojak is now trying to attack him, but cannot really go aggressive either. He has to stay back at the Mega House position. Is now lasering away from it. Dim is doing a fake laser jump and, yeah, still keeping Kojak on this distance. So it's still 0-0 the score. 0-0. With, almost 50 seconds being played. And Kojak is now trying to attack at the next gun, but Dim is already going away. It's really funny because it's some kind of chasing. Dimas having the upper hand at health and armor. Kotek back to 80. Didn't have 200 health and armor, and really knows how to keep Kotek on distance. Kotek is now staying in the trap at the armor at the next gun. It's now using the elevator to escape and managed to escape, but it's still very low. Really playing a sneaky game. And Dim also knows that he should not lose it as his advantage during the game. And health and armor levels are about as equal at the moment. Still, Dim got the mega right now. Kotek is at the rocket launcher. And they're always clashing for half a second, I don't know, for half a second into the game, but are not really willing to do a commitment. Both players are basically having all the weapons they need. Oh, a nice attack from Dim on Kotek. There is the final first frag. Dim managed to kill him at the mega house and is now going on a second spawn frag. Is not able to succeed it, but was able to shoot Kotek down to 20 HP at the next gun and is chasing Kotek, who, yeah, he succeeded to chase Kotek. And Kotek is now trying to get the next gun after his next spawn. He also manages to hit Dim, but Dim kills him once again. Now 3-0 to the score. Again, Kotek spawned basically right in front of Dim, but Dim was not sure whether he should succeed with his spawn track series and got away. He is rather stacking himself up. He just got mega and armor, and Kotek has to try to get him away from him with critting, spamming basically, and perfect next gun aiming. So Dim is now down to 60-40. Kotek has 19-36, and now finally manages to get Dim down, and Dim is now in the position to get the next gun as he spawns right next to it, lasering at Kotek, trying to keep him on distance, and he's now first of all trying to get his lead back, and he manages to also hit Kotek with a next gun hit, and is now, yeah, able to get the upper armor, the very upper armor, and is hiding at the next gun place because he actually surely wants the next gun to have, but he knows he cannot just go up there, he would be killed, and he's in a miserable situation right now. He's at the lowest level, having 60-70 health armor, and is not really able to do much without his beloved rocket launcher, which he is about to get in just a second. And this would be now, yeah, a nice next gun shot while he got the rocket launcher and got Kotek down to 70-0, 70 health, 0 armor. And once again, this game is a very cautious one, Dim spamming the teleporter at more time.
Yeah, they are obviously extremely cautious because after all this action, there's still only 3-1 in Dim's favor.
Yeah, exactly, and this is after 4 minutes, after a good 4 minutes have been played. And what can you say about the match so far?
I can say that last time I played Kotek on this map, after 4 minutes, he had like a 30-1 lead. So someone is...
unlucky situation for Dim. Dim just walked right into the teleporter and got killed. And now a second spawn flag by Kotek. And Kotek is probably trying to get a third one going. He is not chasing him though.
Yeah, they're actually...
He's rather trying to get the important weapons.
Yeah, Kotek is up to even, so it's now 3-3.
Yeah, exactly. Dim is playing a defensive game, but did not succeed. Kotek got the other threat once again. 4-3 now the score in his favor. And Dim now has to... has to find a good weapon choice first, because otherwise he cannot attack him. And Kotek, of course, now has the real advantage of the weapon, health and armor. Kotek, although not having too much health and armor anymore, only 60 health and nothing whatsoever, and he has to go back to the mega, which allows Dim to get max gun and health and armor and all this stuff, which means he's now having max gun and 90 health armor. Kotek is having 170 health and spamming Dim, who is standing at the armor at max gun, but missed it, and he's now going out of this cave. Kotek has a track of him. He knows that he just went into the mega house room, where he doesn't have much chances. He was just able to get the Mega, but is being chased by Kojak. Kojak succeeds with infragging him, and it's now 6-3 the score in favor of Kojak. Dim picks his next gun up, which he has left from the previous battle, and is able to finally hit him again, but Kojak is now going away, 60 health, 30 armor. And Dim, yeah, obviously is now trying to get health and armor first before he is getting the next frag again, and he obviously has to keep Kojak away from as many armor items and health items as possible so that he cannot get into a much stronger position and stays that low. However, Kojak now has 100-200, Dim has 200-0 regarding health and armor, and they are now clashing because Kojak used the teleporter on the rocket launcher and another frag, 7-3 the score now. And Dim is trying, yeah, getting the mortar, getting the armor, getting the rocket launcher, and is not pulling back though, he's staying at the big room, and spams Kojak with rocket launcher a little bit, is now able, now has all the weapons he needs, rocket launcher, next gun. But in the next battle he unfortunately killed himself and another spawn frag right after that from Kojak. 8-2 the score now. This is something we have more often seen from usually in the games where this other players, as T-Char already mentioned. And Dim just got the next gun and the motor. And yeah, first has to look for health and armor and the swords of them. I think we should probably switch over and have a look at the other direction for a second. Kojak right now is timing health and armor quite well, and it looks as if he's not even taking care that much about where his opponent is. He just rather likes to get his timing working, and it really works. He just got Mega again, has 250-100, and basically just has to frag them, which he just did. And of course always taking the rocket launcher away from him because he's really a really strong player with this weapon. Kojak now camping at the rocket launcher spawn. Now got the next armor and faces him in the battle again. Let's see who wins this. Yeah, Kojak won it because he had way more health and armor. Another spawn frag now from Kojak. It's now 12-2 the score. And another spawn frag, 13-2. And no further spawn frag, although Kojak could have done it. He just tends to miss his shot right now. Dim just got the mega health and up to now only has the next gun, but there was a very good battle. Now Kojak down to 40-20. Dim has next gun attempt, Kojak as well. Of course Kojak has all the weapons he needs, and Kojak almost got killed with 19 HP, but Dim managed to frag him. Nevertheless, another spawn frag, you could say, well, sneaky Mexican shot by Dim, which forces, by Kojak, which forces Dim to go back into the cave of the Mega Health. Kojak still waiting for his health and armor at the hallway, which is right coming from the rocket launcher to Mexican if you go the long route. And Dim managed to get the very upper north armor, but Kojak managed to hit him. Meanwhile, they're both still, well, not playing that much of a defensive game, but Kojak now knows he has to be a little bit more cautious. They're still going after his items. And they now clash in the big room, and Kojak was able to kill him again because he was just picking up the Mega Horse right before this battle, and this allowed him to survive it. Dim respawned, at the next gun and was able to get Kojak down to 2 health points. He basically just needs to hit him sometime with the machine gun, which Dim also has, but Dim prefers to go to the for the rocket launcher, his favorite choice of a weapon, and is now spamming the Mega Health room because Kojak was there, but Kojak got out of it, was able to get the armor right after the stairs, and is camping now. Dim is also at the next gun, but below it got the armor of it. This is basically some kind of avoidance game again, and yeah. We have seen Kodak still going after his item chain. Has 100 of approximately health armor code, and Dim has 90-140. And they're now standing at the long hallway without any further results. Now they're in the big room, Kodak is above, Dim is at the armor at next gun and trying to keep him on distance, and they're mostly using rocket launcher, and as you can imagine on a far distance rocket there's not too much harm. Dim now in the big room with the teleporter at rocket launcher, and it's trying to attack the item timing of Kodak, and was very successful with Kodak down to 30 HP, and was finally killed by Dim. Some very nice action by Dim, and the spawn of Kodak was also not very lucky because he got hit by the rocket of Dim, now has 60 HP left. Kodak's item timing is just so perfect, he was able to get the Mega once again right in front of Dim, basically right into his face. Or took it right in front of his face. And Kotek still only has rocket launcher, has to play a defensive game. He knows that Dim is at the next gun and was able to get both armors at next gun and the very high armor as well. And I don't think that Dim can still win this game, but if he would try, he might probably go aggressive right now because he is still having control over next gun, not allowing Kotek to get the next gun. And he is, however, not using it actively because he wants to wait for this item chain of these two armors, the one at next gun, the one at over the mortar, to get this item chain and to have 200 or possibly 300 armor again before it attacks. And he was not, until now he was not able to get this chain. And Kotek is somehow, also avoiding him. He has a lot of health and armor, much more than Dim. And he's, I don't know what he's doing right now, but he's a little bit playing sneaky, definitely playing sneaky. Although I would say that Dim probably just got disconnected.
Yeah, it might look like that, because,
though not that this would have saved him in this match.
Yeah, it looks like that. His ping is dead stable and has been for like a minute, so we'll assume he'll get back unless there actually aren't any free there are no free slots on the server. We have to kick someone.
Yeah, I will kick him first of all. Did this work? Ah, no, of course not. Well, that's 3 frags, we need to keep that in mind.
Yeah, so we are waiting for Dim to return.
Basically we are with 40 seconds left.
But it must be extremely frustrating to be leading like 3-1 and suddenly ending up at 16-3 just a few minutes later.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but what can you do? I mean, it's obviously very important to have an eye on the items, not only health and armor specifically, but especially also the weapons, because usually most of the opponents are very dangerous with their weapons, and you would just want to keep them away from them. Of course, if they have a lot of health and armor, this is also part of the game. And well, you have to do some kind of trade-off, and what you also have to do is to try to push your opponent, or play in a way that your opponent is forced to back away into another position and is not able to get some kind of item whatsoever.
What do you think happened? Did Dim lose it, or did Kodak get his act together?
I think Kodak did get his act together, because I don't think that Dim was that much screwing up, in my opinion. Of course, if you're playing in a tournament match, you're getting much more excited, and maybe he also did more mistakes than usually. However, the first map ended with 16-3, just for the record.
Yeah, like a minute and a half before it was over. Dim just rejoined, by the way. He's back in the game.
Yeah. Dim rejoined, the map ended in the meanwhile, though. It was only 1 minute left anyway after he got disconnected, and we're now basically waiting for the next map to start, which is Final Rage.
Yeah.
And both players already connected, saying GG, giving their ready signals.
I'll leave the word back to you then.
Yeah.
And as before, we keep Dim to the left, and we keep...
Yeah, obviously Kotek is not deciding to start the match right away. He's instead not readying up yet. Dim just mentioned that he gets missing sounds all the time. This is quite bad. Anyway, we are now starting. Going into the game in 5 seconds.
Playing final, being in brackets final, yeah.
Exactly. We are starting to watch Kotek, who was able to get the armor, but was unable to keep Dim away from the... Oh, Dim is lagging. Dim seemed to have some weird problem, as if his key was pressed for him. Anyway, the score is 1-0, Kotek is having the weapon advantage. At the moment, has all the weapons he needs. And the items are about to spawn in just a second, so he is going to them instead of fighting Dim. This is the armor and next gun. Oh, the armor and mega health, which Dim was just able to get by using, you know, which weapon? Krilling, yeah. And Kotek started at the Krilling room as well. Now was able to get the one armor in this room that is not attacking him right now, because he's probably waiting for the next period, which is just started now, because the items can be picked up now. And Kotek knew this, but Dim also knew this and was able to get the armor at the next gun, at the mega. In return, Kotek got the mega instead, and will now also get the second armor. No, I'm not sure, he will not get it. However, Kotek is still keeping himself very away from the fights, because he is still not having max gun and was just fracked by Dim. This makes the game 2-1 in favor of Dim right now, and Kotek knows that he can get the items again because they're already 10 seconds due, but is kept away from Dim very nicely. Dim was able to get the mega and shot Kotek down to 25 HP, and is he able to finish him? No, he is not. Kotek shooting around with Hagar and finishes Dim actually, because Dim was so eager for the frag and decided to rather go for it instead of letting this situation go.
They're both playing like 20-50% health, so 20-50 health, so...
Yeah, they both are very, very low on health, but Kotek now managed to get 2 spawn frags in a row, now is able to get all the items that he wants, I mean, especially the next gun which he just received now, and the outer armor timings, which are... And all he needs to do is to keep Dim away from rocket launcher and next gun, and try to keep track of all the items like armor and mega health as well.
Dim generally needs to keep away, because he's like low on everything all the time.
Yeah, and Dim was trying to get the mega now. He was quite good with his timing, but Kotek was spamming with his rocket launcher again, and Dim, yeah, now has to get Krilling, Mortar, and has no hasn't any health pickup whatsoever, but Kotek does. He just got his next armor, now has 200 armor, 100 health, and was able to sneak frag Dim by coming through the small hallway from the little room to the big room, and was able to max gun Dim there. So 6-2 is the score by now. Dim is now at the rocket launcher after using the teleporter and trying to shoot him, but yeah, that didn't quite well work out. Score is 7-2 now in favor of Kotek. Kotek knows about the items once again, Dim's not even doing something, he's just standing there.
Yeah, Dim seemed to actually lose the connection again or something, because he was just dead in the water.
I'm trying to contact.
No, he did re... No, he's not moving. He's not moving at all.
Okay, Dim is somehow back. He didn't even lose his score. I don't know what this was, because it couldn't be a usual disconnect whatsoever. However, Dim has the advantage that he was basically absent from the game. Kojic was able to get all the other items in the meanwhile, and Kojic is once again waiting for the health and armor to respawn so that he can get his next chain. And he is able to get all the items once again. Another spawn frag. And score is 11-2 in favor of Kojic. Now he's now able to get the next mega health. Has 200-250 health and armor. Attacks are been from above at the big room with Kryling now and finishes also successfully. And yeah. He just knows when to get the health and armors, knows when to sneak into the position when he's low on not having many weapons or low on health, and this is basically what makes him so strong. And once he gets the lead, he is really, really successful at getting the lead, but now he missed the armor and health chain and was just being fragged by Dim, who is now trying to keep him away from Mega, but no. Obviously is not, and Kojic was able to get one mega and one armor in the Kryling and the Mortar.
Yeah,
and is now as next step of course going to get next gun.
Kojic is running around with 250 health and 100 armor against Dim's 25 health, but Dim actually just poked him down to 100 of each, so he's making quite a stand with the little he has. Dim,
yeah,
I mean.
But he has to be extremely cautious when doing this, because, yeah, unfortunate detonation again for Dim. Dim just blown up, and Jack is going aggressive right now, was able to frag him again. Now it's 14-3, the score, and Kojic did another spawn frag. Another hit with Rocket Launcher, which is not killing him, but I'm sure, yeah, he only has 19 health left. And once again, Kojic was able to get the Mega, we'll now get the armor. And let's probably have a closer look at Dim, because he is now in the position of having to gain some points and gain control of this map especially. And yeah, Dim is attacking. He knows that he knows the timing well of Kojic, but before you can attack, you also need to have at least one or two good weapons where you can probably do some good combos with. Or you just take Kryling, this will also do. And Dim is now at the big room, was able to get Rocket Launcher, was able to get Kryling, and I'm sure that he's now just waiting for the Mega Horse timing to come up and the armor a bit. And he should be successful as it will come in a few seconds. Yeah, it is there, but Kojic successfully pushed him into the room, and when he was able to get out of the room, Kojic was already able to get him fragged. And yeah, once again the Mega goes to Kojic, and Dim has to play his defensive game again, has now Mortar and next gun, stays at the Mortar because he has a very good overview at this position, but he now knows that Kojic is going through a hallway, is now in the big room, and they are facing each other. And Dim was able to finally get the frag and to hit Kojic with his next gun. He's now pushing Kojic into the cave at the Kryling and was able to success once again. The score is now 90-5. However, Kojic was able to get the last. Dim was able to get Rocket Launcher now. With the next armor, also gets it. And Kojic is playing a little bit more defensively. He knows that he doesn't have every weapon yet. And he got successfully fracked by Dignar in the big room when he tried to attack through the but mortar.
Kojak's timing on the mega health and armor combo is awesome. He knows exactly when they're showing up every time. It just got him again.
Yeah, I'm sure he's really doing this by watching the clock and having a look when exactly he has to go there. And of course he has a lot of experience to know when, at which position he looks at the clock, when he has to start moving to get at this point on the map, exactly in this second. And Kojak is now trying to keep them away from Mega, also succeeded quite well hitting him, but then was able to get the Mega once again, but he's standing still inside the Mega room, not moving at all, and Kojak is not even knowing this yet, and avoiding to attack him as well. And yeah, Kojak is just like, what the fuck has happened? We are still having 5 minutes to play, and Dim again says, damn.
I think Dim lost the connection again.
I'm just wondering, how can he lose the connection but then be in the game again without a disconnect?
Yeah, but it is like, it won't be to stack anything because he is already at 100 health and no use for him standing there while Kojak is picking up all the good stuff.
Yeah, what I was talking about was...
Yeah, I understand.
That it's obviously some part of the protocol that allows players to be disconnected for even 1 minute, but still not really being disconnected yet. So once there is a packet coming from this player, once again, the server will know, okay, this is still you and you can still play.
Dim is asking for a 2 minute pause to reset his router and then resume the game. Which Kojak, of course, accepted. So right now, Aoi and Morfar is playing. The Swedes are playing while they're waiting. We'll just listen to some crappy Norwegian music while we wait, because that's what's the next up in line here.
We should go back online.
Yes, we are back on. And the Dim just rejoined us.
Yeah, Dim just rejoined us. The map was just restarted. And Kojak was able to get the lower armor and the mega as well as Mexican and rocket launcher. And Dim is trying to shoot at him with mortar, but this didn't work out. Kojak was able to get the next gun, again, was able to hit Dim, and just managed to get the second kill. Basically, the items are coming up again. The next armor is coming up, yeah, and Kojak now knows that he can also get the other armor. This was a very clever move from him because he was getting the first lower armor, but then not going immediately to the Mega Hulk, but waiting and going to the rocket launcher first, then got the first lower armor, then the other armor, and then still has 1 or 2 seconds time left to get to the Mega, and is able to disperse his item chain whatsoever. However, next item chain is up for Kojak, and he was able to get the armor, the two armors, as I just said, and he's keeping them at the big room while he was able to get the two armors from the big room and the small room. And yeah, Kojak is now playing a little bit more defensive game, probably doing the same as last time because, you know, he's having an eye on this item timing. Of course, and meanwhile, while he's running around in these hallways, he can try to get all the items. Not only this, but also can have a look through the hallway if Dim is anywhere in the big room and just hit a spot or two. And so he was able to do so because his health and armor state is basically 200-200, and Dim has to play extremely cautious and is not especially having much luck with spawns. This already cracks. By the way, it's 5-1 the score, and Kojak is now rather going for the kill than going for the items, as he now interrupted his item chain and preferred to go for the frag instead.
Which
of course doesn't matter as long as he's able to control it.
But did they resume the game at 5 minutes remaining, or did they agree to start over?
They agreed to start over, at least it looks like this, because they haven't voted for another time limit.
Okay. So basically we are playing over the second map and it's 8-1 in Kojak's favor.
Exactly. On final race, of course. And Kojak is, well, knowing what to do with the items. And Dim is really looking a little bit, I don't know, choppy. At least his view is looking choppy because he's probably really not having too much connection either. Was able to sneak Max gun hit him, at least. Still has to run inside, still run around in the hallways. And he misses one item after another at the moment. But no, he just was able to get the armor, but had not enough health to kill Kojak in this time. Kojak is now...
Kojak is seems to be entering his mean machine mode, where he just runs around and shoots whenever he sees you and you die. You know what I mean? He hits everything, and if he doesn't hit you with the first weapon, he hits you with the second weapon, or throws you into the lava or something, so you die. And yeah, it's now after it's 11 minutes left, and it's 12-1 in Kojak's favor.
Exactly. Kojak is now being in a little bit bad position because he has only 80 health, 10 armor, but at least he knows the exact armor times, but was not able to get Dim away from the armor, and was now just broke by Dim. Very nice work, but Dim only had 10 HP left, and he just instantly got killed after Kojak spawned with his shotgun. And now they are both looking for the new items again, which Dim was very well able to hit him with his rocket launcher with damage to the wall and finished him, finally getting his score into a score of 13-1. Kojak was trying to get back into the item chain, but it's not that easy because Dim is having his rocket launcher and spamming, as you can imagine and as you can also hear. Dim is able to get the rocket at the Mega Hulk. Kojak respawned, got the next gun, hit him, which gets Dim to a quite low health and armor score, only about 100 health, while Kojak has 130-100. Kojak now again goes for the items, is also able to get the armor, and he now basically knows that the Mega is coming, but Dim is not sure if he should attack. Wow, very well done. Dim was not sure whether he should stay at the league of Voss doing this, but was going a long way to approach from another hallway and really did this quite well. And was able to get Kojak down to maybe 5 HP, but did not succeed to kill him because Kojak then got the Mega. However, Kojak now was able to frag Dim once again, 14-2 the score, and yeah, Dim still is able to get all the items, is now hit by Next Gun, and only has 18 HP while Dim is standing right below him, but as long as Dim doesn't have any rocket launcher, he cannot shoot through the wall yet, but he just got the rocket launcher now, so it might become difficult for Kojak to evade this, but he was able to just jump into his face and to surprise Dim, and was able to kill him with that, because Dim was already quite low on health and armor. Now Kojak again for the item, as always, was able to get the next armor, is now having 260 armor points, yeah, believe it or not, and is trying to hit Dim while he knew that Dim approached the next gun. Dim got the next gun, didn't hit him. And Kojak now tries to figure out where Dim is. He probably doesn't have a track, but he knows now at least he got all the weapons he needed and all the health and armor he needed, and will probably just do another spawn with next gun. And now a damage through wall kill with rocket launcher. And the game is still looking pretty, well, uneven, I'd say, with 18-2 the score, and Kojak knowing where to get all the health and armor times and when to exactly walk for them. Let's probably switch and I'll talk a little bit more about Dim. He's now was now in the big room and was able to shoot at Kojak, but didn't bring him too much trouble because Kojak still had so much HP and armor. Dim was again respawn fracked while trying to get the next gun, and is again able to get next gun, shoots Kojak, is now also trying to get the timing, but is not really on it, I'd say. And Dim is, well, playing his defensive game, and was able to hit Kojak with 50 HP and 120 armor, but Dim now tries to keep him away from Mega. Oh, and fails to hit him. If he had hit this shot, he just might have killed Kojak. That's a little bit unfortunate mistake. And a telefrag from Dim. Very, very nice.
It looks like he had actually pushed him through the teleporter between the Mega Elf and the armor.
Yeah, exactly. He was pushing him, and so Dim got through the teleporter first. Dim came right after him, and this made him telefrag him. So, Dim is now having a little bit better position regarding the weapons, has his next gun, has the rocket launcher, but has not really any timing at all. He was just waiting for the next armor in the small room to come up and pick it up, and is now running into the big room trying to make any damage to Kojak, but is not yet able to. Whoa, he was able to hit with a nice next gun kill and another long-range rocket shot. Very well done, he frags Kojak with that. And he has to remember the item times. And yeah, he knows the small armor first. Knows he has still some time left using this to... He was trying to keep Kojak away from the next gun spot, but this didn't work out and he just got killed. And another frag from Dim... from Kojak. Sorry. And Dim is now having to get all the weaponry once again. Is able to get rocket launcher, as you can hear, and next gun. And yeah, has to work this out by somehow spamming the map for his advantage, because this is the only thing you can do. You cannot just hope that Kojak will miss one of the items. You have to make sure that you're in one place on the map and hit him with rockets and everything so that he goes away. Which is of course not very easy, because you cannot know how defensive the player is, because if you spam him, he might either just walk away and try to save himself, or on the other hand, he might just risk it and attack, which would ruin your attempt to get the opponent away from a certain item. And he might even get you completely unprepared. Yeah, I think Dim is now about to get fragged once again, because he only has... Oh! Yeah, only has a few health points left, but was able to hit two shots on Kozak. Kozak is now playing defensively, trying to stay inside the hallways, trying to wait for the next item spawn chain. But Dim really well knows where he will probably come out and spawn to these places. So I said he's staying there inside the big room and staying so close to the hallways that he can actually even hear Kozak jumping in this map, as we don't have any rock sounds in Nexus, so this is the only thing left for him to do, as long as Kozak is not shooting and not making noise.
So the three minutes left, Kozak has a solid lead of 23-4. I don't know what can Dim do about that except improving his stats?
Nothing, I think, because the game is really as if he could still change something. Kozak still knows where to get the important items, and yeah. Yeah, big match to end. Kozak now used the trilink once again to get rid of Dim. Dim is obviously not playing that serious anymore. He just tried to kill his own cords from the last lost battle. And they're basically now exchanging rocket launchers, long-range rocket shots, and this doesn't really do anything on this map, basically. They're just playing and avoiding themselves and looking to get the item at the special timing, which Kozak is able to do, and Dim was not able, well, he was able to prevent him to get to items and was able to hurt him, but he wasn't able to kill him, and then it's of course not really worth the effort if you cannot finish this action. Any comments on your side?
Not really. You do. No. That was the stupidest answer ever, but no, I don't, because basically it seems like they're just threw the tactics away and are just shooting at each other to see what happens the last 1.5 minutes.
Yeah. The score is by now 25-4. And yeah, Dim is trying to get more items, trying to keep away Dim from him by using the rocket launcher. He is now trying to attack him through a hallway, which did not work at all. And
that's the 1 minute remaining.
Left with, yeah, 1 minute remaining, and he was left with no weapon, and Kozak was able to get the health and armor he needed, because Dim could not prevent him. Yeah, now a little bit of spamming on Kozak's side. 30 seconds left in this game. Dim is able to get the next arch, is not having anything like a machine gun, now is having a rocket launcher. But this won't help him too much either. Well, Kozak obviously shot himself with his own rocket launcher and so only has 30 HP left and now has to play a more sneaky game. But obviously got, as he just did a nice hunt through the hallways, and almost was able to frag Kozak from behind, but he saw him coming and was able to frag him. And this is now...
The game is over.
The final score 28-4. The game is over, yeah. Mm. And GGs are being exchanged. And...
So the last map ended 28-4, and the first ended 16-something?
I think 16-3 or so. Yeah.
So that's a solid victory for the English dude then.
Yeah, definitely. And as a matter of fact, the next game will then be Verteidiger versus Dim. Yeah, I think so. And we'll see when they play if we can do commentary, no promises yet, but we will see if it will work out. Yeah.
Make sure my computers work before we start broadcasting, because I have to apologize for the state of the state of this broadcast because everything wasn't working as it should. But on the other hand, we got to test external commentary by Green from Germany, which worked quite much better than I expected. Except this sound, which is all from Green, that buzzing sound. We will be back with more broadcasts for sure. I can't promise when. If you want to listen to us, you can of course do that, or I can start some music for you. Green, do you have something to add to the end, or do you want to say something more?
Well, maybe probably regarding the tournament in general. As you know, there's also the North American tournament running at the same time. I think they've already played the winners bracket final as well, and the next games due are, as far as I remember, the losers bracket final. And I'm not sure whether there can be any broadcasting done by us once again. I think this should be an interesting match. Yeah, we're actually already a little bit further. We are at the consolation finals between Trieg and Diabolik in this case. And maybe, probably we can try to get this match also shoutcasted, or probably the grand final of the NA match, as long as they are able to play in a somewhat reasonable time for us.
Yeah.
Other than that, the European tournament has been, as well as the NA tournament, quite a success. We had a long time with the group matches. It were about 2 or 3 weeks, I think, and I think basically, of course, the admins had to nag every now and then, nag the players to play their games, but overall I think that it went quite smoothly, and now in a further state of the tournament you already get the players, because they're usually active, not only high-skilled of course, but usually very active in IRC and all this. And well, I'm hoping that there's probably some efforts community so that we can get a few new admins together who could either do an North American versus European tournament, such as, for example, the top 4 or top 8 of the European tourney once it's finished, and we have the final rankings versus the top 8 of the other tourney. So we have some kind of all-stars tourney. This would be an option, or we could just do a team deathmatch tournament, or probably just a new 1v1 tournament within the next few months. However, I will not be able to admin any of these tournaments anymore. I'm really having a lot of time right now, but if everything works well, the community should be able to admin such things, and we can use this tourney .cc platform once again for this.
So, there's nothing left to say except congratulations to Kojak for his very solid victory.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, and I'll just keep the music running for another half an hour or so, and you can request messages for Kojak can be relayed to me on the IRC, and I will tell them here. And we hope you enjoyed our so-called show for today, and we'll be back later.
Yeah, see you.
Oh yeah, I used to nail point him. He's a real jerky.
Captain Jack, hey yo, Captain Jack, bring me back to the railroad track, bring me back to the railroad track.
Run into the railroad track, run along with Captain Jack. Run into the peace come back, run.